That is the redneck woman. No, not Sharon from Gardening with Sharon. That was Gretchen Wilson on 840 CFCW. Sharon, good morning.
I'm a redneck woman.
Gardening with Sharon is brought to you by our good friends at Teal's Greenhouse in Bruderheim, Fort Saskatchewan. You want vegetables? They've got vegetables. Check it out, tealsgreenhouse.ca. And we're talking vegetables today because everybody's getting excited for their tomatoes.
Yes, we've had the hot weather for tomatoes, but there's a couple of things that happen with tomatoes that people want to know about. Number one is what to do with suckers on tomatoes. Now, suckers are additional stems that happen between the main stem and a leaf. And there's research out there and there's a lot of opinion out there about what to do with it. So I thought I'd just tell you, the research says that whether you leave the suckers or take them off, it really doesn't affect tomato production. So what you could do is take a middle of the road approach and just take off suckers up to the first, about 30 centimeters, the first foot. And what that'll do is it'll just keep tomatoes from ripening on the ground and getting infected and things like that.
Okay, and you must have other tomato tips for us.
Right, and blossom end rot. You know that rotting, brown, dried up thing that happens at the bottom of tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is not caused by any disease-forming thing. It's not caused by bacteria or viruses or fungi. It's actually a physiological issue that happens when the uptake of calcium is hampered. So it's not generally because the soil is lacking calcium, but there's three basic reasons that happens, Jackie. Number one is if there's a lot of fluctuation in moisture levels. So one thing, just keep your tomatoes evenly moist, not too wet, not too dry. The other, classically, plants basically grow their roots laterally, not down so much, but within the top 10 inches of the soil. So if you damage the roots, then that'll also affect water uptake. And then the third thing is if you use a lot of high nitrogen fertilizer, it competes with the calcium, and then that also decreases the calcium intake.
And you've got all these tomato tips. They can go to Gardening with Sharon website. You're also pretty active on other social media.
Yes, on Facebook and Instagram. It's all going to be there.
Gardening with Sharon.